So why do you think people bathe so much in this country?
Because we are absolutely obsessed with hygiene, and probably to an unhealthy level.
But I mean, it's interesting because it's like hygiene is like it's not necessarily. We're more, I think, kind of obsessed with odor. You know, not smelling like quote unquote bad. You know,
or but having, yeah, but that's considered hygiene,
right? So but that's, maybe that's kind of like the misconception, that's
any
right?
kind of body odor, right? So our personal hygiene is from, you know, like our instruction. It's from quite a long time ago. You know, it was back when you were washing with bars of soap, and you know, it's like the shower was like a new thing, and you could actually take a shower and or a bath like every single day.
You're listening to the Addicted to Fitness podcast, brought to you by Elemental Training Tampa. Now, here's your hosts, Nick and Shannon Birch.
Thanks for stopping by and checking out another edition of the Addicted to Fitness podcast. We have a very educational episode for you today. They were all pretty educational, but this one is very important because it deals with a product or product topic that we have to all deal with on a daily basis, and that's hygiene.
See, I was going to say this is going to be a real dirty podcast.
A real stinker. Well, wait a second. We don't want to call it stinky.
I was like, why would you say that?
That's probably, never mind. But what we're going to talk about is the pros and cons of showering. Well, essentially, we're going to find out if it's important to shower every day or not.
Well, we're essentially going to share with why we're Team Dirty.
Yeah, we're hashtag Team Dirty. We get a lot of people.
I'm just thinking in hashtags.
That's
here.
True. Yeah, we're gonna let you guys know why showering daily might not be the best thing for your health, and another topic about how maybe you can kind of avoid the shower, daily shower. So it's another. I think there's just some. This is gonna be a very educational episode, like I said before. But before we jump into that, we've got some big news, don't we?
Yes.
We have another ATF giveaway to share with you guys. I think we teased this several weeks ago, but it's finally come to fruition. The creator of Cope Notes, the mental wellness text messaging service, Johnny Crowder, and I have been chatting back and forth, and we have finally organized a giveaway for you listeners who we got to a contest where you guys enter your information and can win a free month of Cope Notes.
Yes, and regardless of whether or not you win, just by entering your information on the website, which we are going to give you in a minute, will actually earn you 1 week free. So you get a nice free trial anyways, but you can win up to a month for free.
That's right. And the website is atfgiveaway.copenotes.com. That website, once again, atfgiveaway.copenotes.com. Yep, you guys can check out our Facebook page, the Addicted to Fitness Podcast Facebook page, and at ET Tampa on Instagram to find out to see the link or, you know, more information.
Yes, and we've actually spoken with the creator of Cope Notes before. Nick interviewed him for a previous podcast, so we'll be sure to link that on our feeds this week. And kind of give you a refresher into just kind of how helpful and really kind of brilliant in terms of like digital wellness that this app is, and that it truly could be a service, whether it's just you're struggling with anxiety, stress, depression, whatever it might be. There's some great benefits to having just a digital friend.
That's right. The website, once again, to enter, guys, is, like you said, you get a free week for free. You get a week for free of the service, and then the possibility of winning a whole month is atfgiveaway.copenotes.com. All right, training recap. What you got for us?
Not a whole lot. This was a womp womp. I finished last week well, and then this week was just not.
But you do have something excited planned for your trip. You're going to be going out of town for your new job in a few days. But they already scheduled something that's right up your alley for while you're there, right?
Yes. So there's actually a few positives. So I'm going to be going to Miami for a few days. And I'm going to get my official onboarding at my new company. And there's several kind of positive health aspects of this. The first is that my hotel is actually walking distance. It's not like right next door, but it's walking distance to my offices. Mm-hmm. So if it's not hotter than Hades outside or raining or storming, I can walk to and from work, which is kind of amazing. Also, they did sign me up. There is another person that works at this company who recently graduated his teacher training, and now he teaches at a studio about, I think it's like 3.5 miles or something away, and they invited me to his Tuesday night class. So nice. I get to go check out a 1.5-hour yoga class, which is a real luxury. I can't even tell you the last time I took 1.5-hour yoga class. But I'm very excited about that, and it'll be a good way to kind of counterbalance just the physical pains of the travel that I know are going to come with that trip.
Yeah, it's exciting. Excited for you to report back on the whole trip.
I will be putting it on my Instagram.
Yes. What's your Instagram?
Shannon J. P.
That's right. Make sure you follow her. All right, so for my training recap, I did, got some good workouts in this week, some strength training, some kind of old-school bodybuilding stuff, did some swings with the mace today. But one thing I did do was a little cardio session with a new piece of equipment we have at Tampa Strength called the Ski Erg. So if anybody is a CrossFitter out there listening, you're probably familiar with this.
I remember that sucker.
It's like an upright rowing machine. Okay, so, but it's supposed to replicate it. They call it a ski erg because it looks like you're kind of doing some cross-country skiing. Like you're going down the slopes, you're putting the ski poles into the ground while you're doing a little baby hinge. So if you really want to get going, you're pulling the handles down, and it's quite a workout. So I can't tell if it's harder than the regular erg, the rowing machine. I think they both got to work different muscles, but I was using it with a lot of my clients, and I decided, hey, I'm going to jump on that and use that too. So I did do that because I haven't done a lot of cardio in a while now that I'm not teaching my boxing class. So I wanted to get in some cardio. Wow.
That was just hilarious pre-sneeze face.
I wanted to get in some cardio. That's what I was trying to say before I sneezed.
Woo. Get a little head rush on that one.
Yep, but that's my training recap for the week. It was not a lot to report, but definitely want to talk about that ski erg. You guys, Google ski erg and check it out. It's definitely cool, and if your gym has it, jump on it.
Literally. All right.
Yes. So now we're going to go into the dirty part of the episode. Let's get dirty. So we were going to talk about the idea of showering daily or daily showers. Are they beneficial or not beneficial? We found an article. It was actually from the Harvard website. This is Harvard Health Publishing from Harvard Medical School. And there was some interesting statistics in the very front of this article talking about how approximately 2/3 of Americans shower daily. And it's Australians, it's over 80%. But then when you go to China, it's only half of the people report bathing only twice a week. So it varies definitely from country to country. And why is that the case? They explore some reasons why people shower on a daily basis, specifically in this country.
What can you think? Cultural.
Yeah.
Hello.
Definitely cultural. I agree with that. So why do you think people bathe so much in this country?
Because we are absolutely obsessed with hygiene and probably to an unhealthy level.
But it's interesting because it's like hygiene is like it's not necessarily – we're more, I think, kind of obsessed with odor, not smelling like quote-unquote bad,
But that's considered hygiene.
Right, so but that's, maybe that's kind of like the misconception,
any
right?
Any kind of body odor, right? So our personal hygiene is from, our instruction. It's from quite a long time ago. It was back when you were washing with bars of soap, and, you know, it's like the shower was like a new thing, and you could actually take a shower and or a bath like every single day. You know, we are a country where indoor plumbing was a pretty regular state, where a lot of countries today still don't even have that. Right. It's still considered a luxury. So I think kind of the technology that we have, the products, all those things, and the fact that we are a country that really hates stinky smells.
Yeah.
Especially on human bodies. That's just, I mean, that's just something.
And it's definitely, like I said, in the basically the creators of hygiene products are running with it, especially in this country, because, you know, they're promoting the scents and long lasting, and deodorant is crazy nowadays.
Oh my gosh.
With either the speed stick or the gels or the stuff that lasts.
The amount of chemicals that you're told to put on your body every single day.
Yeah.
Kind of insane.
Yeah, how many times you should wash your hair while you're in the shower, like per shower. I mean, the whole, I remember commercials talking about, you know, lather, rinse, repeat.
Yeah.
In the commercial where they were selling it.
Like the Suave.
Yeah.
Hair
turns every time they put like the soap on their hair, the hair like turns and like, it's like instantly curls, and it's like went through like a curling iron or something. I love those commercials. VO5. Remember the VO5 commercials?
Oh gosh. Yeah. I don't remember the commercials, but I remember VO5. Seeing that.
Yeah. And I mean, for a man that has essentially a crew cut his entire life, I don't
He's
go
like
through
a half inch of hair on his head.
I don't
head.
Go through shampoo very often, but I finally decided to change it around recently when I saw you had some like more, I mean, kind of like, what's a good word for them? Not holistic, but more
it
like
was more
pure,
like products.
Natural. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like an essential oil. It's a tea tree blend, and it doesn't. The thing with, like, this is one of those, like, illusions. I'm sure everybody's seen, like, paraben-free and sulfate-free and all that kind of stuff popping up on a lot of products lately. That's because, like, the sulfates, I believe, are the things that make them lathery.
Yeah.
And, like, you're taught, like, you work up a good lather when you wash your hair. And they never told you that what that's really doing is stripping your hair of not just dirt, but all of the oils that keep it healthy.
Yeah.
So people were getting like dry, brittle hair because they were following the advice of these product marketers.
Yeah.
So, I got off of the washing your hair very frequently. I mean, there was a point where I was probably back in like high school and college. I was working out or training in some way, like almost every day. And I was taking a shower, washing my hair every day. And I went from that to, I think, I don't remember exactly when, but I want to say it was like in my early 30s or late 20s. Somewhere around there, I decided after reading a lot about this topic of like, you don't actually need to be doing this. You're actually stripping not just your hair, but your skin of lots of positive things that it needs to exist in a healthy way. We have horrific skin problems in this country.
Like I said, the showering multiple times or, you know, basically every day makes your skin can be, especially with hot water, can make it irritated and dries it out. So then it makes it more susceptible for things like skin infections and things like that.
Yeah.
Possibly, they didn't talk about in this article, but just from me kind of like putting the clothes together about like kind of acne and things like that. I know there's a lot of contributing factors, but when you're talking about having dry, irritated skin, if you're washing your face constantly and using all kinds of products that essentially just strip it and make it raw, it's probably more susceptible to getting little blemishes and infections too. I know it's probably genes. It's definitely a genetic thing too with acne and things like that, or hormone controlled, but I know that can't be a good contributing factor to it.
No, and I mean, we train our bodies to exist like this. So, like, when I went from showering every day or every other day, I think I was at that point, I had to work up to showering every about 4 days. And like a lot of people's immediate response was, ew, oh gosh, you must stink. And it's like, no, I don't. And there's plenty of ways, like you learn, there's things like great dry shampoos and, oh yeah, once your hair gets accustomed to not having to crank the oil production, I mean, the amount of oil production you put on your body when you're washing every single day and stripping the natural existing oils off of the surface of your skin and hair, that is a big changer. And I mean, my hair nowadays, I do other positive things for it, but just because I wash it twice a week, I swear, like, my hair is a lot healthier than it would have been otherwise. Yeah. But the same goes for skin, yeah, is what we're finding out now. It's not just hair and things that you're stripping the oils away from. It's like the daily excessive washing is also going to strip away more than just oils on your skin, but also good bacteria that uh-huh. your skin actually really relies on as a defense and a way to keep itself healthy. So, yes, we know that, like, you know, we're a culture somewhat obsessed by probably the idea of going and working out, or, you know, there's a large portion of people that are very obsessed with yeah. going and working out. And getting sweaty and feeling like they need to go jump in the shower afterwards. But actually, unless you are getting like downright disgusting, you know, just head to toe drenched in sweat, you probably don't need to go as crazy on the showers yeah. as you think you do.
Yeah. And I mean, it's like you said, the getting rid of your good bacteria. I mean, when you, especially like in a hot shower with antibacterial soap, I mean, that's the real killer. I mean, yeah. I think we're starting to come around to how bad antibacterial soap is on a daily basis, you mm-hmm. know, just washing your whole body in antibacterial soap, because it kills all the good bacteria too, and it's hard to replenish it if you keep daily showers in hot water and using that type of soap. Luckily, you know, as Shannon mentioned, there are some ways to get away with, you know, going to the gym and not showering, I should say. And we actually found an article on one of our favorite sites, mm-hmm. Mind Body Green, that gives some tips from it's actually they consulted four different sources, a nutritionist, an OBGYN, and two dermatologists for these tips on how you can go to the gym and not have to shower.
It is possible. It just takes some strategizing. Uh-huh.
So their first tip is eat the right foods. So, I mean, this is kind of self-explanatory or kind of intuitive that, you know, certain foods, strong, pungent foods can give off or cause you to give off a strong body odor. Things like garlics, onions, coffee might change the smell of your body
booze.
Odor. Yep.
Just
yep.
throwing that out there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, being a personal trainer, I can definitely tell when
people are working out their toxins.
People have been hitting it the night before. So, yeah. Drinking enough water is another great way to
avoid the bad post-shower smells.
Oh, okay. Yep. That's it. Stay hydrated, people. All right. You jump on number two.
Knowing which areas to wipe down. So, obviously, I see why you gave me this one.
Yeah.
So, you probably would kind of think, like, you know, the quote-unquote stinky areas are the areas that are producing more odors than others. And most notably, it's like all of the pits. It's all of the pits and crevasses.
Think about it, people.
Yep. You know so, yeah, it's basically anywhere where like limbs come together is where you're going to have crevasses. Mm-hmm. And those, obviously, that's a good place to wipe down because you want to keep those areas clean. But you also want to take proper care of your skin, like in the areas that might break out or might be susceptible to like certain kinds of acne. So just cleansing with like a wipe, specifically like a light wipe on your face, your chest, upper back immediately after workout are going to help like those those breakout susceptible areas.
What are the brand that we use frequently? I mean, I know we don't use them specifically for workout.
I think it's Say Yes, right. Or something like that. Like the one we use is Yes to Cucumbers.
The cucumber.
Yeah, it's very cooling. Mm-hmm. Also, they say cleaning up down there.
Oh, you know what I'm
saying. So using specifically, use unscented wipes. Don't use, like, just use wipes, very clean wipes that do not have any chemicals in them, to wipe the down there areas, because that is, that's a susceptible. Those are susceptible areas. Are you
talking about feet?
No, I'm talking about the crevasses. All the crevasse is. I'm
trying to think. Not yeah. The feet.
You can be behind extra crude if you want.
Oh, no. I thought you were going to inform the people. Trying to be clinical.
I said crevasses. I don't think that's clinical.
So, number three. This is one, guys. I know it's going to sound crazy, but trust us. I mean, obviously, the experts have weighed in on this one, and it might be out of left field or right field. Probably right field,
like,
but.
Common sense 101.
Change your underwear, okay, folks? Bring a change of underwear, for God's sakes.
Clean it up.
What's holding in the crevasses?
Or exactly.
This is what's in the crevasse, essentially. Okay, you got to change what's in the crevasse and then clean it. Clean, change that area, okay? So that's a kind of a given. So the final one that they recommend.
Wipe it and then wrap it in cleanliness.
There we go. And the last one, we kind of alluded to it already, was kind of use really wholesome products to do the cleansing. So they have a couple that they list here, but I know you were talking about a pretty interesting product earlier when we were discussing this we were discussing these topics beforehand.
It's a real mouthful. Yeah, so you can find a lot of very clean, chemical-free products out there for helping just to kind of wipe and get the dirt off. But one product that I've actually been seriously looking into trying, and I just haven't tried it yet, is Mother Dirt. So this came along, I found this along when I was researching natural deodorants. Mm-hmm. I actually came across this brand because obviously a lot of like the stench that you smell in terms of your armpit area is the stinky is bacteria and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, your body is producing sweat, but your sweat doesn't necessarily stink. It's the bacteria that it's coming into contact with that's making the odor. So I was interested because obviously there's like antiperspirants and deodorants, and you're seeing all these different like natural products coming out, and some of them are like coconut oil and crystals and all these different things. I actually try the crystal, by the way, and it freaking works. It's amazing. But Mother Dirt came up because some of the people that were reviewing products were talking about how the good bacteria that's supposed to exist on your skin that you remove in the cleaning process actually can be kind of replenished with the right product mixture. And that's exactly what this brand does. So they have, that is not me. That is our cat. We have a different guest. We have a third guest on our podcast today, and she's currently walking across our desk. So this brand has like these kind of like probiotic, I guess, in a way, skincare sprays and washes and things like that. The whole point is to restore the clarity and balance of your skin. But also to repopulate your skin's natural biome.
Right.
So it's that balance of bacteria on your skin's surface. So it sounds interesting. I don't know if anybody's tried this product. Please let me know. They have a number of different items, and the one I was really interested in trying was the AO Mist, and it actually contains a live culture of AOB, which I think is a probiotic. It's like their specific, I think it's their specific strain of like probiotics. But there's a bunch of information on their website. You can check them out. Again, let me know if you've tried this line. Like I said, they have a bunch of different things. But it just sounds really interesting. And it's one more, and it's frustrating because it's one more product you have to buy. And it's like, I feel like we've sabotaged ourselves. We clean and clean and clean, and now we have to buy more products to replace the things that we cleaned off. So that's the only reason I haven't really done this, is because there's a certain extent where I'm like, I could just do this forever.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, I've actually jumped into, I don't know if it's probably, it's not a probiotic, a live probiotic product or a product that has live probiotics, but I've been going to a little bit more kind of the wholesome soaps that you buy. You can buy at the grocery store, but based in coconut oil based ones and things.
Yeah, I've
and
moved then, to those too.
And obviously the shampoo that Shannon gave me, but also Schmidt's deodorant. That's one that I've been using a lot lately, which is a natural kind of deodorant. They also, I think they started, so I just discovered they started selling them in Publix, but another brand I know of is called Defense Soap. I know it's big with jiu-jitsu athletes, because that's a big concern, is keeping the right type of bacteria and eliminating the bad bacteria, because wrestling and the mats and martial arts studios is a big place for bacteria to live, and even really bad.
Hello, ringworm.
That ringworm, and even worse, like MRSA, because MRSA is becoming more common now in gyms, just because bacteria is becoming more resistant to antibiotics. So, and that's really bad. It can cause serious, that like staph and MRSA is things that are just really, can really be deadly to a certain extent. So, or, you know, maim people and seriously injure people. So, yeah, Defense Soap is another brand. I haven't used it personally, but I know I've heard a lot of people recommend it. So those are some of the products you guys could use to kind of help stimulate or kind of repopulate the good bacteria in the skin. And also, don't get so hung up on trying to shower daily or smell like some sort of potpourri when you walk out the door. You know, it's not necessary.
Yeah, and keep in mind that, you know, I was raised, I come from a very French family, and they love their smells. They absolutely, like, my father, he takes so long to get ready. He took longer than me and my mom put together. And, I mean, it was lots of splashing of different lotions and things, and, oh, my gosh, it was this long production. He smells amazing. He has always smelled amazing. And he's like an athlete too. So they taught me from a young age, they're like, you know, you have to smell good. And now, knowing the things that I do, I try not to cover up. I try to instead focus on just, you know, things that complement, you know, how every smell smells different on everybody's different chemistry. I use like essential oils more, like especially during the day, like the middle of the day, use essential oils. I use natural soaps and products and things that aren't packed with perfumes, but like I love Lush products because they're natural and they don't create these cloying smells that cover up everything. It's just light and fresh, and then you don't smell.
Yep.
And then if you wear a tiny bit of a scent of something, that's what you smell.
Uh-huh.
Versus layering on one thing after another after another. So there's a different way to go about it. Think Chanel. Think one less scent. However many scents you have on. Because her famous thing was with accessories.
You don't have to tell me. Trust me, I already knew.
I'm very proud of you.
I was well-versed, and I knew where you were going with that.
But they say, you know, look at yourself and take one accessory off, because you always have too much on. Same thing with your smells and all of your different products that are just trying to mask things. Just take it down a notch.
Right. Yeah, that's some of the good advice for as far as, especially with beauty products, I feel like. Or it's not necessarily beauty. It's probably the wrong word for it. It's you know, it's a hygiene. Yeah, it's a hygiene. This is the proper way to look at hygiene, in my opinion. So another thing that could help you guys overall health, let's talk about the mental wellness health, is subscribing or entering the ATF giveaway on atfgiveaway.coatnote.com. On atfgiveaway.copenotes.com. We want you guys to win a free month of Cope Notes. You enter, you're going to get a free week anyway. So just, you know, keep your fingers crossed that you'll win the free month, because this is a great service. And like Shannon said in the beginning, go back, check out episode 153 with our interview with Johnny Crowder, the inventor and creator of Cope Notes. You got anything else for him this week?
Nothing. Just keep it dirty.
Oh, gosh. Great way to sign out. This has been another edition of the Addicted to Fitness podcast, and we'll check you next time.
Bye-bye.
For all things Addicted to Fitness, you can check out our website, addictedtofitnesspodcast.com. You can also give us a follow on Twitter, @TheATFPodcast, and like and follow the Addicted to Fitness podcast Facebook page. Last but not least, please give us a rating and review in the iTunes store. Thanks. The Never-Ending Story.
What song is that?
It's from a movie, The Never-Ending Story. I'm pretty sure.
That's what it's for?
Yeah, I think so.
It's like, that sounds familiar, but I don't know.